Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by CHL TV, where you can check out OHL Live and stream any OHL game anywhere on your favorite device. Coming up a little bit later in the show, we'll talk to a player who got a chance to play and experience living in Europe last season. But first, this week's OHL Player of the Week is Jack Thompson of the Sudbury Wolves. He picked up 2 goals and 5 assists in the first 2 games of the season for the Wolves. He was also named captain of the Sudbury Club prior to their home opener last week. The 19-year-old, who hails from Curtis, Ontario, was a third-round pick of the Tampa Bay Lightning in the 2020 National Hockey League entry draft and has now signed a contract with the Lightning. Originally a second-round choice in the 2018 OHL priority selection from the Clarington Toros Under-16 program. Sarnia Sting captain Braden Guy has seen a lot in his now 4 seasons in the Ontario Hockey League. Well, last year, he got a chance to experience what it was like playing in Austria. We'll chat with him about that in a moment, but first, had a chance to catch up with Braden Guy, and he was certainly very excited that the last weekend, the Sarnia Sting were able to get the season underway.
It was amazing. There's such a big difference between the preseason and the regular season and a normal year. And that was just, you know, so much more exemplified this year. It was unbelievable.
As you guys, sort of went through training camp and that last, did it feel like camp went longer this year? You started almost about the same time. And of course, normally you would start the season around September 20th, but here we were October 7th, October 8th. Did it feel longer this year?
Yeah, it definitely did. The talk around the room seems like a lot of guys are on the same page, and it feels like we've been here for half a season already. So when things don't go our way, or you know, guys are making mistakes and getting down on themselves, it's pretty important to remind them that we're only 2 games into our season, which I know it's hard to think about that sometimes because it feels like we have been here for a very long time. I guess just given the fact that we had so long off, such a long time before we were able to come back here and get into a normal routine again. So it was definitely a little bit different, but like I said before, we're excited to be back.
Last Thursday night went into Windsor and picked up a win and got off to a good start. Was that one of the discussions around the room was, start off strong, maybe don't get too excited?
Yeah, exactly, definitely. This year with only playing the Western Conference teams, I think sending a message early on in the year is a big thing. And obviously we played Windsor a couple times in the preseason there, but didn't really have our full lineup. We had guys away at camp and injuries and dealing with some stuff, so it was nice to have our full lineup back and see what some of our competition is going to be like. I think we play them 10 times or something crazy like that this year. So just to send that message early and get on them early and have them kind of on their heels a little bit to start the year was pretty important for us. Yeah.
And I know last season was different for everybody. In your case, rather than being a member of the Sarnia Sting, you played in Austria and got a chance to spend some time over there. What was that whole experience like?
Yeah, it was an incredible experience. Firstly, just to go over and see something like that, experience a different part of the world that I never thought I would be able to experience, let alone at 20 years old, first of all, was the best thing. Secondly, going over with somebody who's now a teammate of mine here in Camp Saprika and another couple of close buddies of mine, and Francesco Arcuri and Curtis Douglas, who played on Windsor there. It just made the transition going over there and the language barrier and that kind of thing so much easier going with guys like that. So it was nice. I wasn't too sure about it when the idea first came up, but I'm very thankful that I got the opportunity to go do that now, for sure.
Take me through the lead up to that. What was the timeline? What were sort of the discussions that led to going over to Austria?
Yeah, it was funny. My dad kind of brought it up to me, actually, just out of the blue, kind of as a joke. I kind of laughed it off and didn't think anything of it. And then I went up to him a few days later and I was like, were you serious about that? There's actually a chance I could go over to Europe. So I talked to my agent and we worked some things out in terms of, you know, how it would work. And there were so many players at the time going over there. So it wasn't easy to find a spot for me and a team that that wanted to take guys because they can only have so many imports. So it was a little bit of a frustrating process and a pretty quick turnaround. I think due to the travel restrictions, I had to go get a COVID test almost right away as soon as I found out and flew out the next day. So I'm pretty excited that I got to experience something like that.
Now you're used to the last few years in the OHL, the billeting, and what was it like? How did they set up the living arrangements over there?
Yeah, so a little bit different. Also very fun, but we first got there and they put us in a hotel. Obviously, the hotels in Europe are a little bit different, but it looked more like a dorm room to me, a college dorm room here in Canada. But we stayed there for 3 or 4 weeks while they found us an apartment somewhere closer to the rink in the city. And once they did that, the four of us moved into an apartment and lived there together for the next 3 or 4 weeks, however long it was that we were there. So definitely some interesting discoveries in there, learning who can cook and who can't, and seeing the messy guys of the group. But all in all, it was an awesome experience.
You stole my thunder a little bit. That's where I was going next. How was things in terms of who could cook? And, did you guys have to order in a little bit, or have you ever able to figure out, okay, who can cook in this group of four here?
Yeah, I think Curtis Douglas kind of took the ropes in that one in terms of cooking. Obviously, we helped him out a little bit, but for the main meals and stuff, it seemed like he knew what he was doing. So we kind of rode with it. We'd make some daily trips to the grocery store and that kind of thing, and we all figured it out. But the food delivery service there was a little bit sketchy. If we didn't have groceries a day, we were in trouble.
Did Curtis try to get some of the other guys to get involved in the cooking, or was it like, nah, get out of the way?
Yeah, pretty much just get out of the way. I think he enjoyed it. He embraced it. He does it a little bit at home, and he was saying he'd learned some stuff the past summer, so he wanted to kind of show off a little bit, I think. So the cooking was great. He did a great job, and none of us were complaining. So
you were well fed, certainly from that standpoint. Now, was there somebody else, and you may want to leave a name out just in case, that was the messiest one of the group?
No, and I just pumped his tires a little bit for that, so I can go the other way, and I'm gonna give it to him for that too. He was a little bit messy at times, but the funniest thing was when we were cooking, it would be an absolute disaster in the kitchen after. Because he would get it done, he would do it, the food tastes great, but we'd walk in there after to clean up, and it was just like a tornado went through there. It was hilarious, but we were thankful that he would help to clean up too, at least. So
that was Sarnia Sting captain Braden Guy. A reminder for all the updates on what's going on around the Ontario Hockey League, be sure to visit the league's official website, OntarioHockeyLeague.com. That's going to do it for this week's show. OHL News is presented by CHL TV, where you'll never miss a game by checking out OHL Live on CHL TV. For OHL News, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.